Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys that will hopefully unlock that door to your happiness. And that's what we want. We just want to be happy, right? Just like that, hey, in the beginning of the show, I'm starting off happy. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Welcome. Glad you found the podcast. I hope it helps you out. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. So feel free to share it. Get the positivity out there. We can never have too much positivity. Who knows? You may just change somebody's life. Also, got a couple more chapters from my editor for the book, Be the Positive Perspective, coming out soon. I'll let you know when, of course. I'm so excited to get this published. I can't wait. Hey, if you've got a phone, do you got a phone? Everybody's got a phone. You're probably listening on your phone right now. So send me a text. Let me know where you're listening to the show and what part of the world you're listening in, what format or whatever. Tell me something. 304-506-3332. That's the text line for me to you. Hey, that rhymed. What is this, Dr. Seuss? Anyway, a little crazy day. If you've got a story or you've got something, you got a something you want to discuss, or you think you have a story or a situation in your life that could help somebody else, but you don't know how to get it to them. Hey, this is the place right here, Be Positive Podcast. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story and tell me about it. And I'll talk about it on an upcoming show, and I'll give you a shout out on the air if you like, just like Haley listening on Spotify. Hey, Haley, thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate you taking the time to let me know. And Ranil, R-U-N-I-L, listening on iHeart. That's awesome. That's a cool name, by the way. Haley, Ranil, this show's for you. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to my longtime family friend, Susie. Her surgery went well. For everybody who actually said a little prayer for her, her prayers were answered. She went through surgery well. All right, Susie, I'm glad you're doing well. All right, today's show. Well, no, wait a second. Let me look on the screen. I'm at the point of the show where I go for the thought for the day. And guess what? It's blank again. It's always blank. I need to take some time out of my day and actually have a thought for the day. But this is actually a thought for the day right now. So sometimes it's just better to keep your opinions to yourself. It is. You're trying to prove a point to somebody. You may ruin a friendship. Is it really worth it on some things? You got to pick your battles. I think that's what I'm trying to say. But sometimes it's just better to keep your opinions to yourself and let the other person think they're right and move on with your day. Sometimes it's a lot better. Well, I want to read a quick email that I got from somebody. I think it was from Haley, I think. It says, maybe I wasn't supposed to say your name. Anyway. I don't know who this is from. I just wanted to start by saying I love your show. I've emailed in before telling you about my recent hard times, finding out my partner of 11 years had an affair and how it broke me. Now I'm on a journey of finding myself, and I can say I'm not broken, just wounded. That's very good. I like that. I have decided to stay with him and seek help and try to fix this mess. That's awesome. In saying that, I found myself today feeling very flat, not because of the affair, just having an off day. I listened to your show on self-medicated or self-motivated, and it truly inspired me. I literally said to myself, I don't actually want to be feeling like shit, so I'm not going to. And instantly my brain was like, what? So thank you. I actually listened to it twice to let it sink in. Well, that's awesome. I appreciate that. And she actually did write W-A-H-H-H-H-H. What? So I got that. All right. Thanks for writing in. Let's get to the show. The actual show, the title of this show is How Will I Know When I'm Controlling My Thoughts? How will I know when I'm controlling my thoughts? How do you know when you've succeeded with all this stuff I've been talking about for the past few years? And how do you know when you're actually in control and creating your future? Well, first of all, you're happy. You're happier. You feel joy. Deep joy just for living. And when you wake up in the beginning of your day and you say, okay, say to yourself, I'm going to do this and this and this, and I'm not going to let negativity mess up my day. I'm not going to say, oh, it's going to be one of those days. I'm going to get through any rough times and just stay focused on my goals and stay positive and control my feelings. And when a situation comes up where I would normally get mad or upset or sad, I control that and actually to take control of the time that you deal with those feelings, then you start understanding that you actually have the control. Your mind actually does control your body. Your mind does control your feelings. The thing I've done in the past, saying that if you think of a sad situation in your life, something that's really sad that's happened to you, maybe someone close to you has died, or you lost a pet, or you found out you were ill, or whatever it is, a really low point in your life, and you really start sitting by yourself thinking about it, you'll get depressed, you'll get sad, you may cry, you'll feel all the sadness, because, and your mind doesn't know the difference. And that's why you really get emotional, because your subconscious mind doesn't know if it's real or if it's imagined, because it's all the same in your brain. It's all the same. And so your subconscious doesn't know. So you still get the rush of emotions. And just as it works the same as if you're happy, you're excited, you think about a certain, a great time, maybe a concert that you went to, or a person that you, first time you kissed somebody, or whatever feeling it is that really gets your blood boiling or feeling good. You can think about that and get back to a happy state. And that proves that your mind does control your body. And there's an article that was written about, and a test that was done with a basketball team, to where they split the team in half, and in one half practiced virtually in their minds going through the drills and actually visualizing themselves at practice doing the practices. And the other half actually physically did the practices. I think they did that for 2 weeks to a month. I'm not sure of the length. I should be more clear. But the end result was almost exactly the same. So the athletes that didn't even do any physical exercise still had the muscle tone, still had the plays, the moves, and just proves that the mind tells the body what to do. So if you don't know if you're controlling your thoughts, when you stop to think about your thoughts, just like I say, think about what you're thinking about. What are you thinking about? And stop and think, what am I actually thinking about? And it's not that easy. It sounds like that's easy. Oh, just tell me to think about what I'm thinking about. But once you stop and you try it and you're trying to go, what am I thinking about? You're like, I don't know. I'm sitting here. I'm thinking about maybe I'm driving. Where am I going? And you get very surface. And then if you do that enough times, you get past that surface, obvious what's going on, to what you're thinking about deeper inside just yourself, and actually start uncovering some thoughts, thought patterns that have helped you to get to where you are today, or gotten you to where you are today because of the way you think, because of the thoughts you think. So once you can understand that you have control of your thoughts, you do. You can think anything you want right now. I can put a thought in your mind and you'll visualize it, you know. A 6 foot tall, skinny person wearing a pink tutu and black ballet shoes. You just pictured that. so now you might be stuck with that for a while anyway. But your mind does control your body. And so once you start controlling your thoughts, you'll realize once you are setting course for the life that you want by controlling the way you react and respond to every situation, you have control over it and yourself. And then you'll realize, oh, I used to get mad in this situation, and now I got upset about it, but I controlled it and I moved on. It's not that important. And once you start doing that, then you start really having control of your thoughts and your emotions, and your life of happiness is on the way. All right. Well, that's about it. I don't have a whole lot. It was a shorty. But I wanted to read that letter and say thank you again to Haley and Ranil and Susie. Keep on getting better and praying for you. And if you've got a story to tell me, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. You can always send me a text at 304-506-3332. And don't forget, the book is coming out. It's coming out. It's really going to happen. Anyway, my name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.